It's 8 o'clock, time for Hot Talk.
Yeah.
Make sure the radio dial's in the right spot.
You know it
97.1, time for ear fun.
What?
With my two main men, Conway and Whitman.
8 o'clock, time for Hot Talk.
Yeah.
Make sure the radio dial's in the right spot. 97.1, time for ear fun.
All right, welcome everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show, and we're live at 97.1 Free FM. Tim Conway Jr. and Brian David Whitman. Nice to see you, Whitman.
Timmy Conway Jr., look at you, man.
Look at you sitting in that chair, man.
Now, that was not the extended mix of the Hot Talk rap, right?
No, that's the short mix, I believe.
Okay, that is the...
And there's also the video of that. Jerry Wachowski and Adam Macadocious.
He prefers Macadiddle, if you want to get specific.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Anyway, they put a great video together, and you could see that on 971freefm.com. Is it featured on the website? It's featured,
I'm checking right?
right
now to make sure it's...
And you can also see it at conwayandwhitman.com. It's also on YouTube. It's all over the place. A lot of people... It's taken off on MySpace. And the management here, the upper management of this station...
Bob Moore
called it truly fabulous, I believe.
I believe that's a truly fabulous video. We should get those guys to do videos like that for every CBS station in business.
But a wild, both Jerry Wachowski and Adam Macadocious of the Jewish faith, and probably the two most embarrassing clowns to the entire religion.
There it is, Conway and Whitman Video Archives. It's under Conway and Whitman Video Archives. You do kind of have to scroll down at 971freefm.com.
Well,
but
go to conwayandwhitman.com. Let's see if it's...
more prominently displayed.
Yeah, maybe we can get an easier direction to conwayandwhitman.com.
I think you're right. We are moving to conwayandwhitman.com. I tell you, this internet moves quickly, Tim.
Ah, it's the best. The World Wide Web. Love it.
What would we have done without Al Gore, you know?
Yeah, right.
There it is. Yeah, main
featured
page.
Featured right there.
You can't get away from it at conwayandwhitman.com. And
there's a poll there, isn't there?
There's a poll. Oh, you can listen to stuff now.
All right. Conwayandwhitman.com.
Tim doesn't read Brian's emails. You can listen to that. Tim checks Brian's voicemail. You can listen to that.
I don't actually... I do read your emails, now that I think about
now,
it.
Now, what's Tim checks Brian's voicemail?
Stage. Oh, that's when I called your cell phone on the air. Beyond Fabulous, that's what Bob Moore called it. Bob Moore's review of the Conway and Whitman video done by Adam Macadocious and our very own Jerry Wachowski. Beyond Fabulous
Beyond
was the quote.
Fabulous.
Oh, Hot Talk video, smash it or trash it. I'm going to vote with smash it. Let's look at these poll results here. 65% say smash it.
Is that good?
Yeah. Smash it means, you know, it's a smash. It's a
I thought you smash it, break it up, throw
no,
it away.
No, in the music business, it's a smash. Mm-hmm. You know? I don't remember you calling my cell phone.
You don't remember me calling your cell phone on the air?
To listen to a message?
No, to listen to prove to everybody that your
voicemail
is full. Oh, yeah,
that made me furious. I was furious that night. Yeah, of course. Oh, that's on there? Oh, great. Thanks. Thanks, guys, for putting that on. That made me furious. I remember that.
All right. A question for the audience. I saw something the other day that sort of brought this up, and I wanted to wait for you to hit this because I know you're a big fan of marijuana. I saw a guy... I was at the beach out at Zuma with my daughter, playing in the sand.
You guys go everywhere.
Yeah, we travel around. Well, Jesse Jackson said it best. It's not what you give your children. It's where you take them. Thank you very much.
Well, I'm glad you're learning from Reverend Jackson. I would like
to... I will always remember that.
Could I maybe join you on one of your field trips one day? I mean, just...
No, I don't let anyone. I don't even let my wife go.
It's a very special kind of...
It's just me and my daughter. Yeah. We hang out. We go to the beach. We go to Chuck E. Cheese. Here's a big tip.
Uh-huh.
If you go to Chuck E. Cheese on a weekday between 9 a.m. and noon, your kid will be the only child in there. The
really?
Run of the place.
Really?
It's like being at Disneyland with nobody there.
Now, do they open at 9?
Yeah, 9 a.m.
Oh, yes. Yeah, so yeah. Is there ever a line, like people standing outside the Chuck E. Cheese?
Yeah, sometimes they won't even let you in because they're too full, like on a Saturday night. Got to wait around.
Right, but at 9 a.m. when they're getting ready to open.
Nobody there.
Really?
There's like one guy fixing the machines and swearing children's names.
I'll have to check that out sometime.
And but it's a great place to bring that kid on a weekday, 9 a.m. to noon. He'll be the only cat in the place. All right, but I saw, we were at the beach, Zuma Beach out there, and I saw this dude who was sitting by himself, And it looked like he was probably in his mid-60s. And he had the Birkenstocks on, floral shirt and white shorts. And not bothering anybody. Gray hair, rather long gray hair. It may have been in the music business.
But
I don't know.
Maybe his appearance seemed to indicate that he was from another generation.
Yeah, but it also looked like he had some money. I mean, it looked like an upscale shirt he was wearing. I mean, you know, he didn't look like a homeless dude.
Like an eccentric, wealthy guy.
Yeah. And he was rolling a joint on the beach.
Whoa.
Yeah, just rolled a joint, lit it up, and was smoking himself a fatty right
was
there.
Was Sammy with him?
No, Sammy was not there. But I'm sure that she was involved in the transaction somehow. But I thought to myself, that looks a little odd.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand, like, Adam McAdosius, or who's in his 20s.
Right.
Or this Gina Grad, who's 21.
She's what?
31? Wow.
Yeah, and Adam's 25, I think. But Gina will be 30 real soon.
But I understand college kids sitting on the beach rolling a joint. It just seems like maybe the ship has sailed on a 65-year-old rolling a joint on the beach.
But I think, Tim, and this is just speculation, if you're rolling a joint on the beach at 65 years old, your whole life has been like that.
I guess so.
You know what I mean? That's just been your whole life, is you just hang on the beach, you roll a joint, you get high on the beach.
Listen,
just your life.
This was at noon on Wednesday of last week.
After Chuck E. Cheese.
Nah, we didn't even hit Chuck E. Cheese that day. Hey, listen, those tokens are expensive. They add up. So we were just sitting on the beach. He was lighting up this joint, and he was enjoying himself. He's listening to it like an iPod or something, looking at the ocean. Mm-hmm. He had himself a towel there and like a beach chair and just got high on the beach and sat there and looked at the ocean. I sort of envied the guy.
You know what? You should have tried. You should have gotten Sophia in the car. Should have said to the dude, whatever his name was, you know, Ozzy or Ziggy. Usually those guys have hippie names, you know, or you know, Moon Unit.
Right.
Hey, Dweezil, stay there. I'm going to bring the kid back to the valley, and I'm going to join you here for a joint, man.
Yeah, I don't do that, though.
I think you would have come into work that night, you would have been a different man. I think we all would have liked it.
But I think smoking pot with a bunch of people around is a different experience than smoking pot alone.
See, I've never smoked pot. And I know you guys, in the 3 years I've been working with you, you've been trying to get me to smoke pot. So far, it hasn't happened.
Right.
But when I do smoke pot, I will guarantee you this. I will want it to be alone. Because if it really does bring relaxation, if it really does alter your state of mind, and if you're really in an altered state, not, you know, hallucinogenic altered state, but if you're really just kind of getting a high going, I'd like to be alone because I don't want anyone to ruin it.
You're never going
to
smoke, dude. But I've smoked in the past. I don't anymore because I got a kid and I get too paranoid. And I wish I could. I wish I could really control that buzz because I really, really, really enjoyed getting high.
Well, you are controlling it. You're not doing it.
Well, I mean, I wish I could do it to a point where I wouldn't get freaked out.
Oh, I see.
So, but I can't do that. Yeah, I take like one hit and I'm, you know, not buzzed. I take two hits, I'm not buzzed. Three hits. And I want to check myself into Cedars Sinai, into the basement for 3 hours, you know, so no one can find me. And I have medical care upstairs. But when I used to, you know, hit it once in a while, and I was never a big, you know, pot guy. I was too paranoid to really get into it.
Right.
But when I always thought it was a much different experience when you're smoking pot alone than when you're in a big group of people. And I always, always preferred hitting it by myself.
Yeah, see, again, as a non-pot smoker, a lot of people are going to say, Whitman, you don't even smoke pot, so shut up. But, and I understand that perspective. But I'm like you. If I did smoke pot, I would do it alone. I would do it like that guy on the beach that you saw with Sophia. I would be alone. I'd get a lounge chair. I'd enjoy my, was it cool, kind of the temperature?
Yeah, the reason why I don't like smoking pot in a big group is because I think everybody has a different personality and a different tolerance and a different sense of humor. And humor, a sense of humor is exaggerated. If you have none and you smoke pot, you really have none.
Oh, it doesn't give you one?
No, it exaggerates whatever you have.
I see.
If you have a decent sense of humor, you're George Carlin. If you have no sense of humor, you're like, you know, Jerry Wachowski. Yeah, there's a shot, huh, dude? But no, if you have no sense of humor, you sit there alone in the corner and you don't say a thing.
So you mean it would help me? Like I write these comedy bits. I'd be funnier.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
You think I'd get funnier?
Well, I don't know how it could go the other way. There's another shot. No, I think that maybe if you wrote those things when you had maybe a, you know, not completely high all the time. But George Carlin used to say that. George Carlin said he would write his act 80% of it when he was sober, and then the last 20%, you know, enjoy himself. Right?
He had it down to a mathematical equation. Yeah.
But is that the audience experience in with marijuana? It's a much different high when you're alone than when you're with people. And do you enjoy it more with people or by yourself? The Art of Pot Smoking. Should be a weekend show here. 520-9710.
Hosted by?
By Sam Phillips, of course. Sam Phillips and Adam Makadosius. The Art of Marijuana. All right. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Back when I was living on
Kester and Van Owen?
No, Dickens and Sepulveda. The chicken place is.
Yeah, that's not
El Pollo Loco?
That's not far from Fab's, right? Isn't there an Italian?
Yeah, it's pretty close, yeah.
Yeah, Fab's is a really good Italian restaurant. Yeah.
I enjoyed that area. Walking distance to the Galleria, even though I never walked there in the 2 years I lived there.
But you're out in that valley.
Yeah, but anyway, so living there, that's when I smoked the most weed. I think I smoked every day for like 3 months. Oh. I really got into it. I became a mess. And this would be the greatest experience ever. I would wait until the news was almost over, take a couple of hits, and watch David Letterman high.
Hmm.
And I thought it was the funniest, brilliant, most brilliant thing I've ever seen in my life.
How soon before the end of the news?
Like during sports, I'd hit it.
Okay, perfect. That was my...
Yeah, Jim Hill came on.
Bam.
And, well, actually, it wasn't Jim Hill. It was Fred Rogan back then. He was on the NBC.
Does that give you a solid 5 minutes to let it kind of run through you?
Well, you know, actually, it was later. I think it was after Leno that came on. Yeah. I don't remember when it was, but I remember I got like 5 minutes before Letterman came on. That's the time to hit it.
Okay.
But the other thing I'd like to do, I enjoy doing, and I did this on occasion. I would buy a really great ticket at the Great Western Forum. Back then it was a fabulous forum, I believe. And Wayne Gretzky played for the LA Kings.
Yes.
And instead of going with another guy and, you know, getting average seats because, you know, you two together is tough to get.
Sure.
But you get one seat, you can go right on the ice for like $100.
Sure.
And I'd sit there on the ice and watch this game, and I'd have a couple of hits in the parking lot, and I would think to myself, I'm watching Babe Ruth. I'm watching the world's greatest hockey player.
Right.
Nobody has ever played the game like Wayne Gretzky.
And no one arguably ever will.
Yeah, he's the Jackie Robinson of baseball or Babe Ruth. I mean, he's, you know, it's like watching Wilt Chamberlain.
And would you think, Tim, would you be thinking to yourself, wow, how lucky I am to have been born when I was born? So that...
Oh, yeah, I went through the whole route.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Sure.
And I would also, you know, talk to people around me.
Oh, God,
you
really?
Know, do you realize, you know, who this is and what you're watching, lady? I mean, do you realize what's going on the ice?
You did that?
Ugh, it's a mess.
Did guys ever tell you to, you know, stop talking to their wives?
No, I was pretty quiet. I mean, when I got, I was too paranoid to talk to anybody. I always thought that...
Everybody was an agent?
No, I always thought that the camera, you know, because they film these games, right. They televise them. I always thought they're like, maybe I'll be on there. I mean, my dad will look at and go, hey, were you stoned during that game? All right, let's talk to Jimmy in Placentia. You're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey.
Hey, I just wanted to give my opinion. I was in. I called you guys last week, and I won some tickets for Danny Bonaducci. I told you guys I'm a machinist. I'm at work.
Oh, yeah. Right. How was the show?
How was that show?
You know what? I'll tell you. I took my girl. It was a long ride because I stay over here in Hawaiian Gardens, and it was a pretty long drive.
Okay.
We went pretty high over there. I told my girl, all right, let's go in there pretty good. We went in there, and the first guy was pretty funny. We were laughing our asses off, but... when Danny Bonaducci came in, he didn't do. It was just like listening to his show. I didn't enjoy him, and he just totally turned me off.
Hey, well, do you think you may have been coming down from your high?
Nah, man.
So, are you saying that? Are you saying? By the way, what is the name? Let's give credit to the comic who you enjoyed. Do you remember his name?
I don't, but he did this trick where he went in one time, which was very funny if people didn't get it. He went in, and he was like a handicap with one hand. And then he did a skit, and he was pretty funny.
Right.
Took off,
yeah.
And then he came back in, and he introduced the guy again, but he was missing the other hand now. You know what I mean?
But maybe you're suggesting that Danny Bonaducci, when he does his live shows, this is just gentle criticism from a fan, because you're a fan of his, obviously. When you go to see him in person, you want more from the live act than you simply get by listening to the radio show.
Pretty much, because, I mean, it was supposed to be stand-up, and this guy is doing a live coach right there at the place. And,
oh, I see, right. Yeah, but you know what? We go out, like...
I hear that at the radio, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I'll give the guy, you know, some credit here. When you and I do Commerce Casino, the act doesn't change at all. It's still you and I.
Well, but that's Commerce Casino. This was a comedy club.
Yeah. No, I'm sure the act is... I've seen Danny Bonaducci...
He's very funny.
At Caesar's Palace... he was headlining at Caesar's Palace.
He's a very funny guy.
And he opened for Jay Leno, and I thought his act was pretty good.
I think he does a great act.
Let's talk to Linda in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1 Free FM. You like getting high alone or in a group, baby?
You know what? I am a 55-year-old woman, and I have done everything in my life right. Raised kids. They're all professional. I have gone to school. I've gone to work. I'm a professional. And I say to myself that when I'm old, I'm going to get high every day. I'm going to get high every day when I'm older.
How old?
Oh, I don't know, 60s, 70s.
Yeah, I would start now.
How far away are you from that milestone, may I ask?
55 years old, and I don't want to start now, but I'll tell you why I want to start then. Because I have older parents that are really...
Oh, damn it. Are you all right? Hold on just a second, Linda.
My elbow hit that dump button. God damn it, that hurt.
Oh, gosh. Are you all right? Linda, hold on just a second.
Ow.
Tim hurt himself.
Sorry I dropped that call, but I was reaching over for a pen and my elbow hit the phone and we dropped that call. Damn it.
Are you all right?
I want to hear more of what she had to say.
Do you want me to get you some ice?
No, I'm cool.
Are you sure?
I'm fine.
Okay.
Brian in Hermosa, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
How's it going?
All right.
First, I want to say I love what that lady just said. I'm only 23, but I'm planning the exact same thing when I turn 65, for sure.
You smoke every day?
Yeah, I do. I'm actually going home to my roommates, and we're going to light up a bowl and probably watch some TV and play some video games.
Wait, you smoke every day now?
No, I'm not smoking right now. I'm on my way home from work.
I know, but try to follow me through this, Einstein.
Okay.
You smoke every day?
Yes, I do.
All right. So when you turn 65, you're going to smoke every day?
I'm going to smoke 5 times a day, man.
Oh, I see. All right. You're going to smoke all day?
Yeah. I just think that, you know.
All right.
That's the key.
Old people, you know, they get depressed. They don't have anything to do. I just think.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what you got to do, Brian, is you've got to save to afford the weed when you retire. You have to have a weed retirement account.
That's a WRA.
Have you heard of those?
Yeah, I have. I just got out of college, you know, I just got a job, so I'm probably not going to be smoking all my life till I'm 65, but...
What are you going to do? What do you do for a living?
I'm an accountant.
Okay. All right, busy time of year for you.
Yeah, it is. So that's why I'm smoking every day, for sure.
Are you doing people's tax returns?
I'm sorry?
You doing people's tax returns?
Yeah.
You ever,
Bubba.
Do you work at, don't tell us where you work. You work at one of those places where people come in and they, like, you know, bring their tax stuff in and they just, like, drop it off and you do it for them?
No, not exactly.
Oh. So I was going to ask if you ever.
I want my guy to be sober during the tax returns.
Yeah.
I don't, you know what? I got a guy in San Clemente, a group that does down there. Maybe they are stoned and that's why they're so good. Who knows?
Yeah.
All right. Getting high alone or getting high in a group? What's the best way to roll here, gang?
It's really an individual choice.
I think alone is better. I
really don't know, but I
think... In a group, everyone gets too weird.
Yeah, I think alone. I think you're
right.
You
can offend people too quickly.
Oh, people get easily offended.
Oh, yeah. I offend a lot of people that way.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to go with you. I think alone is the better way to go.
All right. We have more of your phone calls, and here is the hot talk topic, man. It's hotter than hell. It is, would you rather smoke weed alone, or in a group? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It's Conway and Whitman. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.
Well, the way you do that, topic, phone numbers, I mean, the way you set that up. Did you go to school? Did you go to broadcasting school?
I got a live read to do, dude.
Oh, sorry.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. Is it better to get high alone or high in a group of people? My experience, alone. You have to share. Enjoy yourself. You can get high as you want, sober as you want. You can get high, get sober, then get re-high. Have you ever done that? You get drunk, and then you get sober, and then you get drunk again without going to sleep?
Right, but how long does that take?
Have you ever done that?
I have never done that.
I've done that. You get drunk, you get sober, and then you get drunk again without going to bed.
And the process...
It's a long day.
You got to be committed to it.
Right.
How long is that process? I understand, you know, drinking, you're sober, you have a couple of drinks, you get drunk. But the sobering back up to get drunk again, that takes a few hours, right?
Well, there was a funeral involved. Oh. I was at we got drunk before we went to a funeral.
Tim, I'm very sorry.
And then we sobered up during the funeral because nobody's drinking during the funeral. And then everybody went out afterwards.
But you probably smelled like alcohol during the funeral.
Probably.
Was the decedent someone who enjoyed drinking?
Irish guy.
Oh, all right. Well, then.
One of my uncle's friends.
Almost as a
enjoyed drinking. He introduced me to the crap.
Almost as a tribute to him, then.
All right. Getting high alone or getting high with a group of people? What's the pleasure out there, man? John in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up, Johnny?
Not much. I could use a little soak right now. But that last guy, one of the guys, he's an accountant?
Yes.
Yeah, he's just getting a job. Wait until he gets the job. He gets the pressures. He's not in college anymore. I want to be there the first time he smokes, and then all of a sudden, he starts thinking about stuff. Because that will be funny.
Right, yeah. That's when he quits.
Yeah, that's when he goes, oh, my God, I can't smoke anymore.
Oh, you mean he'll be, at home and...
No, he's going to be at work when this happens.
He'll be at home sitting in front of his computer, and he'd turn on the video game, and he'll take a big bong rip, and then all of a sudden he'll be like, oh, my God, I have responsibilities. Oh, my God, I think I just got fired.
Right.
He'll just start thinking about a whole bunch of other things instead of his video game.
Well, if he didn't before this call of yours, he will now. All right, buddy, thank you for calling. Colin in Thousand Oaks, on 97.1.
Hey, Tim. Hey, Tim. Hey, Brian.
Hi.
Hey, Brian, I got to tell you, man, you're a genius, man. I love the way your impressions, man. You're just great.
You're very nice.
Anyway, I just wanted to tell you, I only get stoned, man, when I'm alone or with someone else. But
well, it's like the only two people that lose at the racetrack are people who've never been there and handicappers.
Well, and people that play. But Brian, if you don't need to, don't. But
right, and thus far in my life, I haven't felt the need to. That's why I haven't. You know, everybody's been hitting me from Sam Phillips to our dear friend Malibu Dan, but I don't feel the need to. So, I got enough going on in my life. I probably have an addictive personality, so I'm going to stay away from the marijuana. I'm just going to stay away. I haven't done it, so I'm just going to stay away.
Let's talk to Sal in Garden Grove. You're on 97.1.
Hey, what's up, guys? How are you guys doing today?
How are you?
Well, great. How are things in Garbage Grove?
Garden Grove, Rick.
Please, I'm in the middle of a sentence.
Well, it's the Stone Garden Grove. That's what we like to call it.
You know it.
Yeah.
Quite a spin.
I like to get blazed by myself. I usually spend a lot of time by myself, actually, because, I got the whole anti-social thing going on. But
how are you, spend days inside by yourself?
Not inside. I just don't, hang out with people and stuff. Like, if I go somewhere, I go to the movies by myself, I go eat by myself.
Do you suffer from depression?
Are you emo?
No, I'm not all emo. I'm all hip-hop, but it's just, I don't know. Like, when I smoke and stuff, I get all paranoid thinking other people know that I smoke, and they're going to, rat me out and stuff like that.
Yeah, I've gone through that.
I think Tim's onto something, sir. Yeah. You might have depression. You might, to do all of these things alone, there are obviously people you could call to go to a movie with. I'm sure there's a list of people you could call to enjoy
dinner. Go with Brian Whitman. He'll go to the movies with
you. Yeah,
go see that Jimmy Carter documentary.
Yeah, Man from Plains. I've been looking for somebody to see that with.
Who's Jimmy Carter?
Excuse me?
Who is that?
Who's Jimmy Carter?
Yeah.
Who's Jimmy Carter? How old are you?
Me? Yeah. 25.
Oh, okay. Well, he was...
No, there's no excuse. I'm
sorry.
He's
25,
I'm sorry. That's no excuse.
Nah, he's 25.
No.
Jimmy Carter used to be the quarterback for the L.A. Rams.
There was an L.A. Rams?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
He was quarterback.
Well, yeah, especially like at work, like I'm here like 8 hours a day and stuff.
So disrespectful.
I have like a
nobody
real
knows who he is.
Job and stuff, so it's like.
Who's Jimmy Carter? What
you're 25.
And you don't know who, what they teach you in school. Wait, hold on. You went to LAUSD, right?
No, I'm out here in OC, man, Orange County.
Okay, right. So you went to public school in Orange County?
Yeah, Rancho, okay. Right here, Alamitos.
Okay, let me say this right now to anyone listening who works for the public school system in Orange County. You ought to be ashamed of yourself that you have put on this earth a 25-year-old biped who does not know who Jimmy Carter is. I know he...
Dude, there's a lot of people that don't know who Jimmy Carter
is. Excuse me. Anyone who is in the field of education, if you have given a diploma to a high school student, you have no college, right? There's no college in you.
That's the guy on Mad Max, right? That movie?
There's no college in you, right?
College in me?
Do you have any college you're given? This dude was given a high school diploma, and he cannot tell us who Jimmy Carter is.
He's fine.
No, he's not.
He's enjoying himself.
That's a problem.
Sal, you're fine. Don't worry about that.
It's a real problem. Look, if you said you didn't know who Ronald Reagan was, Tim would freak out. You know?
I don't give a rat's ass.
Listen to me. You ought to know who Jimmy Carter is. He was the leader of the free world, president
Sal,
of the United States.
You're fine. This is him giving a State of the Union speech.
Right, because he was a Nazi too, Sal. Maybe you didn't know that.
All right, Sal, you enjoy yourself, buddy.
Hey, do you guys...
We have prizes?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what we got tonight.
Cracking y'all up like I did. You know, I took a lot of heat from the Whitman over there.
Yeah,
right,
well,
now.
Buddy, I'm just...
You going to Vegas this weekend?
I really like Jimmy Carter, and to hear you, you know, say that who is he at 25 years old, I think I think you sounded a little naive.
No, well, would it work if I said my bad, dude? I didn't mean to, like, offend you or anything.
No, buddy,
how many presidents can you go back? Can you name... who was president before Bush?
I can go 20.
No, I'm not talking to you.
Before Daddy Bush or this knucklehead that we got now?
The knucklehead. No,
who's before George W. Bush?
Clinton.
And
that's
who's
my man,
and who's
right
before
there.
Clinton?
The other Bush.
And then who was before that?
Ronald Reagan?
Yes. Then before that?
This is what we had so much difficulty with.
The guy on...
No, this is what you and I
hey,
just...
Hey, no. Who is it before Reagan?
Before Reagan? Lyndon Johnson? Or
yes. Congratulations,
God
dude.
Almighty. Orange
right,
County.
You get a... you want to go to Vegas this weekend, or can you get to Vegas?
Yeah, I could go to Vegas.
All right, we'll give you a pair of tickets. We're not paying for your flight or your drive or anything. You know, that's up to you.
Oh,
but
okay.
We're going to give you a pair of tickets to see David Spade.
David Spade? Oh,
yeah,
that
Planet
guy.
Hollywood showroom in Las Vegas. He's hysterical.
He's hilarious.
Hell yeah.
Hold on.
Gets all the girls, too. You should have seen him. I've seen him at... Down like a Hollywood around Sunset.
Yeah, take a sack of weed to Vegas this weekend.
I get scared when I like have weed in my car and like.
All right. Hold on, crazy. Get tickets at Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino Box Office, Ticketmaster Outlets, or Ticketmaster.com. I'd like to go to that.
You know, that's probably a great show. David Spade is really, really funny, and to see him in Vegas.
Maybe I'll take a personal day on Friday and go look at that.
Why don't you do that?
Yeah, I'm thinking about it. All right, you rather smoke weed by yourself or in a group of people? Let's talk to Carlos in San Diego. You're on 97.1.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up, Carlos?
I say smoke with a group of people that you are close with. Good close friends. It's great.
Mm.
You know, you laugh at each other's jokes. Things seem to be a lot more funny.
Right. All of the conflicts are forgotten.
Pretty much. You know, you start looking at the meaning of rope and, you know.
Yeah, but you know, but the nice thing about being high, though, is that you can do what you want when you want. You know, if you're in a group and that you're high and all of a sudden they go, hey, we're going to go down to Denny's. You're like, I'm not that hungry. I'll sit with you guys, but I don't want to be in public. You know, it's a whole debate session. You know, when you're alone, you can actually kick back and enjoy yourself. Let's talk to Mike in Whittier. Mike, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, what's going on, man?
You smoke alone or with people?
I prefer to smoke alone, man.
Yeah?
I smoke with a group sometimes. They don't get your jokes,
right.
You know.
Yeah, I understand. What do you do? What's the activity when you get home?
I usually watch Robot Chicken or Family Guy. Or listen to a lot of music. You know.
Yeah. What's it nowadays? What like contemporary bands are really cool to listen to while you're stoned? I know, you know, Led Zeppelin going back and all that, but like, what contemporary bands?
I don't listen to any contemporary bands when I get stoned. I listen to old funk. I was watching the Watt Stacks video the other day.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was pretty good, man.
Yes, I gotta believe there's gotta be some real contemporary like bands that, like, guys.
Led Zeppelin used to be in the 70s.
I think they were in the 70s. Led Zeppelin.
No, but I mean, Led Zeppelin of the 2008.
Right. The people people would be listening to while getting stoned.
All right, buddy. We thank you for calling. Would you prefer to get high alone or in a group of people? Jerry Wyszoski doesn't get high. Brian Whitman doesn't get high.
No.
Randy Wang and Gina Grad doesn't get high.
What?
Jesus.
Gina doesn't what?
Doesn't get high a lot. Doesn't get high often. Doesn't get high every day.
By the way, can I say something in 10 seconds? My anger was not with that gentleman who called. My anger was with the Orange County public school system that could turn out and hand
a... But look where he didn't learn Jimmy Carter's name. Orange County. Why would they teach students in Orange County about that fraud?
Because
Jimmy
he
Carter.
Was the leader of the free world for 4 years. You can't give a high. This is, and that's all I'm going to say.
He knows about a lot about Reagan.
Yeah, he probably does. He probably had to pledge.
That's Orange County.
I pledge
for
allegiance
you.
To the flag of Reagan.
That's
and
Orange County
to the
dude.
Republic. Listen to me. It is shame on the public schools.
No,
I'm going to go to break. Shame on those public schools.
Conway and Whitman live at 97.1 Free FM.
Hand a diploma to a man who doesn't know who Jimmy Carter is. It's an outrage.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. You smoke weed alone or in a group? Cora and Glendora. Hey, look at that. Cora and Glendora, you're on 97.1.
I have to because my HMO gives me, different dope things.
Right.
And I take the dope for my pain, for my arthritis, and then it's like the next day.
Oh, you do take, what do you take for arthritis pain?
Oh man, it's, one of them I know was, I can't even pronounce it. Another one that they gave me was Indocin.
Do you take,
I love the roller.
Do you take jointritis, ma'am?
Jointritis?
I have arthritis in my knee.
Hey, you have a pen on you, Cora?
Well, you know what? Someday you guys are going to get old. So stop making fun.
Man, we're
please
fun.
Do not quit making jointritis.
I'm just saying that if there's...
There's a product that might help you.
Yeah, jointritis.
What is it?
Well, let me help you. Here, let me help you.
My phone or your
it
phone?
Is really good.
Listen to this commercial. They're going to give
hold
a phone
sec,
number.
Jerry, tell her all about jointritis. Off
I have arthritis.
All right, let's
knee.
Talk to David and Whittier. You're on 97.1.
Hey, how's it going?
All right.
Brian Whitman. Man, awesome.
You're a stud, man. That was me. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
that
I just
was...
wanted to say, you know, I smoke often, and I would rather, truthfully, I enjoy it with a group of people, solely because when I do it alone, you know, I feel kind of like I'm getting in that addictive mode, you know, trying to head towards an addict there.
Right, but that's what the life is all about.
Well,
I mean, yeah, it's awesome. I enjoy getting high by myself, but, you know, with different people, you know, it's companionship, and it's less of a... I think that my mind can go in every direction when I'm by myself, and it gets kind of dangerous, you know?
Brian, are you married?
No, I'm single.
You got an apartment?
Yes, I do. I stay in North Hollywood there.
You stay there?
Yeah.
You live there, or you just are kind of staying there?
No, I use the word stay as opposed to live.
Right.
I live there, yes. I'm just renting, though.
But you know what? I've also thought that, you know, I used to live in an apartment when I smoked, and it was on Dickens. Did I tell you that? Dickens and Spovin?
You did, yes. There for 3 months, you smoked every day. You told us
but
that.
But smoking weed in an apartment is cool because people start to gravitate towards, you know, they sort of know who in the building smokes weed.
Sure.
And you get
exactly.
guys coming by knocking on the door when they smell it and like, hey, what's going on? You sort of make friends that way.
You make friends quickly.
Well,
Yeah.
Stoners like always gravitate to each other, though. That's the good and bad thing about it.
Yeah. There was all right, buddy. Thanks for calling. There was a. I lived in a building where there was a two great musicians. One guy was in a band called the Drama Rama. Remember them?
Yes, he went on. Can we say who he went on to become?
Who?
He went on to become the host of Breakfast with the Beatles, Mr. Chris Carter.
Yes. And Chris Carter occasionally back then, I don't know if he still does anymore, but occasionally back then used to, you know, we used to enjoy ourselves together. That's where I met Chris Carter. But his door would always be open. My door was open. That's how we got to know each other.
That's nice.
Know, through smoking weed.
Open doors.
And then, what is this? Is this a...
Drama-rama.
This is Chris Carter, Drama-rama. Anything, right? Anything.
Wow, look at that. Probably still making money off this.
Well, right now he should be making something. We're playing it. Anyway, you were going to tell a story about Chris Carter.
So Chris Carter enjoyed himself. I enjoyed myself. Then there was another guy down the hall. I probably shouldn't say his name. But he was in a big rock group. And he also enjoyed, and the three of us would sit around and enjoy ourselves. And it was great. It was a great sort of communicator, a bonding session, you know?
Right. Brought you together.
Yeah, it was good times. People who smoke weed, they meet a lot of people. All right, let's talk to Jill on the 405. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
How are you?
Good.
Good, Jill.
Good. Great. Brian, first of all, I don't think you should smoke at all. You'd probably be so paranoid.
Yeah, some people have said that, by the way, about me, that it would make my paranoia worse. I've come to the conclusion pretty much that I'm going to lay off the weed, Joe.
Yeah, I don't think you should. But anyway, whenever I was younger, I liked doing it in a group. But as I got older, I definitely wanted to do it by myself. I don't do it anymore because I'm too paranoid now. But
you got kids?
No. No, I'm in my 40s. I have a professional job, you know, so.
You single?
Yeah.
Did you, are you glad you went into empty careerism as opposed to a family with kids, with a husband and kids?
Actually, yes, I am.
I bet you are.
Yeah, I am.
But you
like
enjoy that every night when you sit in those sheets alone.
All right, Tim. Bringing it on real hard here, Tim.
No, but I'm busting your ovaries. But seriously, no, there are a lot of women who, you know, they get into corporate America, and then like 10 or 15 years into it, they realize that this, you know, empty careerism isn't right. What it was cracked up to be.
It's it's the end of the road.
It's real tough. Corporate America is really tough on women.
It is tough. It's tough. But I was married. And, you know, I don't know. I mean, maybe someday, you know, I'd like to be in that relationship thing again. But I've never wanted children. So.
Right. Were you ever married?
Yeah.
Yes?
Yes.
You're currently married?
No, I was married.
What happened there?
I was married for about, you know, it didn't work out.
What happened, though? He split? You split?
I actually split. I moved from Florida to New York, and he actually drove me to New York. But we remained friends. It just didn't work out. You know, too much arguing. I don't have time for that.
I know. You know. All right, well, you sound like you got a spirit in you still.
I do.
Hey, you going to Vegas this weekend?
I'm not. I wish I was. I would love to go to that show.
Well, how about we'll give you a DVD, In the Shadow of the Moon on DVD.
How about that?
All right, that sounds
from
great.
From Think Film, Ron Howard presents a documentary about America's voyages to the moon. And the 12 men who walked on the surface of the moon.
Wow.
All right, hold on one second.
Thank you.
Imagine how much tail you get if you could tell people in a bar you walked on the moon.
And then tell them the stories about what it's like. I mean, you'd have the floor, as they say in the, you know, like in politics, you'd have the floor for like 2 hours. Everybody would just be listening to you. Chicks would be glued to every word.
And, what was it like? You walked on the moon?
Right.
Really?
You say, yeah, there was no gravity. And I was like bouncing around. And all I had was this thing that like I held on to that connected me to the spaceship. And if I had cut that cord, I'd still be floating in space right now. People would be like, whoa.
But you know what? I think it's also a deterrent. It also works against you, too. Because let's say you're with a chick on the beach.
Right.
And you're sort of like making out. And she goes, well, it's like a full moon out. And you look up and you go, oh, yeah, I have once to walk on that. I walked on that moon.
Yeah, right.
And now I'm back on Earth with
you.
This Haza.
It does have
a little more interesting when I was walking on the moon than sitting on the beach with this one.
That's why when great success comes to people, it's hard to top it.
The moon always terrorizes you when you've walked on the moon.
Yeah.
You know, you're driving to Vegas, and you think, oh, I'm going to have a great weekend. There's a full moon. You go, oh, yeah, I walked on the moon. How great can Vegas be?
You can't escape the moon.
The moon is the terrorizing factor in all of these astronauts. That's why they go into wild depression.
And it watches you constantly.
Yeah.
The moon. Once you've walked on it, it's your friend forever. And it wants to make sure you're okay.
And it's your enemy at the same time.
It wants to make sure how that you're doing all right.
I've walked on another planet.
That's wild, isn't it?
Now I'm going to see Wicked in Hollywood.
All right,
how great can that be? Well, all right, Conway and Whitman live at 97.1 Free FM.